Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He had talked about how there were character concerns, of all things, as we're going to have the character concerns crew come in later, Gold. We can talk about Bane in a minute. That there's some stuff that people are a little bit worried about.
I don't think he said anything about David Bailey, but in his guide...
In his guide, he did.
In the Beast Guide, he references a... concern for off the field. He wants teams apparently want him to be more consistent off the field regarding off the field things. One thing that he referenced was in a game against Arizona State, he was basically face to face with a photographer post game. He was getting pulled away by teammates. Like it was a thing that I didn't even know about apparently, but he was getting mad at the photographer. He was in the face of the photographer, something along those lines. He was getting held back from teammates and separated and everything like that. I think the Arizona State photographer sued or something along, filed charges, yeah. Whatever. It didn't accumulate to anything. But that coming up is something that isn't necessarily killing his draft stock, but Dane Brugler did mention it in his Beast Guide.
Yeah, so like, okay. If we're talking about these two guys, Bane and Bailey, Gold, it does feel like what I've come to figure out is, Nate Taylor's talked about this and some others, there's a little bit of character stuff with Bailey. That's why some people have him falling outside the top 10. Not everybody. Some people have him going number two to the Jets. But it's also why, like, he doesn't necessarily fit the style of the Chiefs the way Reuben Bain does. Reuben Bain is a tailor-made fit for the Chiefs defense other than arm length. Style, play style, play type, you know, all that stuff fits what the Chiefs do. And I think it's why more people were starting to, like, get the consensus being, I think more people think they're probably taking defensive line at 9, specifically if Reuben Bain is available. You'd still take Bailey at 9 if he's there?
Yep.
Doesn't matter that he's gotten a
that would be
tip
the,
for the photographer?
Yeah, that like, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's so small compared to what most teams, including the Chiefs, are willing to risk with some signings in the past and draft picks. So, yeah, that doesn't bug me as much. Heck, they're even, people link them to, you know, to the defensive lineman from Mizzou that had the DUI, right? And so if people are going to say, oh, they should draft in their white, then no, I don't care if somebody got in a tiff with a photographer.
The one name that is interesting in all of this that we really don't talk about that much, because he hasn't been mocked to the Chiefs, I don't think, one solitary time, but he is better than Zion Young, but not as highly regarded as David Bailey, Reuben Bain, as Keldrick Falk out of Auburn.
He was the one that people tried to rumor to the Chiefs there for a little bit. I was trying to decide if his agent was doing work to get him in the top 10 or somebody actually believes it.
He's been mocked. So before the season started, he was like James, almost exactly like James Pierce Jr., best pass rusher, hands down. He's a guy that could go top 5. Didn't have as good of a year this year, but has the production style historically in college that, like, he had 9.5 sacks a couple years ago. Like, he's been very good, just didn't have as good of a year this year, but he's considered a first round talent. To the Chiefs, if they feel like they have to go pass rusher, do they go for Keldrick Falk at 9? I don't think he's going to be available at 29.
He's only 20 years old, or is that right? Or is he 20? No, he'll be 21 by the time the season starts, or 22. So I guess he's the same age, because Lance Erline, you know, did his draft profile on Keldrick Falk, and he listed, this was the comp he gave, Carlos Dunlap, who was a former
tall
Chief for a little bit, guy that was tops in the league and batted passes, etc. They mention smooth arm over move, access to diverse set of rush approaches, able to open up edges, does a nice job of stalking and hounding scrambling quarterbacks. Long frame allows him to expand his tackle radius.
He's a really good run defender. Line.
So I don't at nine. That would be pretty shocking.
He's mocked inside the top 15, he's been involved at 10 with the Bengals multiple times. Like some of the reports on the teams are really split on him.
Some people think it's like a Felix Anudike Uzama situation, right? Where it's like, raw. He could do anything. Look at this kid. He's an athletic freak of nature.
He almost had 10 sacks in the SEC a couple years. I think he didn't have as good of a season, so he went from top 10 consensus to in the teens to early 20s.
It feels too risky for nine, though, right? Like at nine, if Reuben Bain is there and Falk are there, how do you not take Bain?
That's what I'm saying. If both of them are gone, do they take Kendrick Falk there, or settle for Gabe Jackis, or if Zion Young is there, they take Zion Young there?
It does seem like there's a lot of available defensive line options.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't talking about Kendrick Falk as much.
In fairness, you're completely discounting Felix Anudike Uzama's college death. He had 14. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's sad. He had 11 sacks
in one season.
His sophomore year and 8.5 his senior year. Felix got to the quarterback in college.
Then the concept of him being raw, I don't understand that.
Well, they just thought he was getting by on I'm more like in college, Drew. Generally more like this happens in high school too. But in college, you could win simply by just being a superior athlete. I am just more athletic than most of the people I'm playing against. Sure, you can get by with
Miles
that.
Garrett didn't have more than 4.5 in a season at A&M.
I'm just telling you, he had 11 and 8.5. He had 20.5 college sacks.
I know. I just, that makes the college thing really interesting because you look at Miles Garrett, arguably the best pass rusher of all time, and he's only had 4.5 sacks. Like, they think he had the most.
That's why drafting's hard.
But I think the concept of, well, this guy had no success in college, he's going to be really good. Like there's a little bit of banking on it, but also like you're taking a high production guy. Like taking a high production guy doesn't mean that they're raw necessarily. Like
no, but they were definitely calling him raw despite those sacks.
That doesn't make any sense.
They were saying this is a project player. Watch out, he doesn't. You know, like it was a Gold. Do you remember? It was a real question around him. What's funny is like he had the same amount of like his best sack season was the T.J. Watt's best sack season at Wisconsin. Now he also got drafted late in the first round because people weren't as sure about him. They're wrong. He obviously is one of the most elite pass rushers in the NFL. It all comes back to the same thing, which is a number nine. They better get either 9 or 29 right. Don't really care which. But one of those guys better be what you said, pillar. One of those needs to be a foundational piece of your franchise for the next 3 to 5 years, at least. At least. Ah, the mock draft sounder. Only a few more.
Shall we take
a
look and see who Peter Schrager has as the pillars potentially of this team. So Peter Schrager, haven't done a mock of his. He only does two of them. Came out with this one a few days ago. So I wanted to get to it. Plus, we're going to have Bank and Chris on. This is only a one-round mock. Haven't done a single round in a little while now. But, of course, the Chiefs have two picks. At number nine, Peter Schrager has him taking Jordan Tyson, wide receiver from Arizona State. In this mock, Tyson is the first wide receiver taken before Carnell Tate, before Mekhi Lemon. In Peter Schrager's mock, he has Tate, for reference, going to the Dolphins at 11. At 29, Peter Schrager has him taking Colton Hood, a new name for the Chiefs. Corner had a really good season. Of course, Jermaine McCoy was not there. He stepped up very nicely. Also had a really good pro day. Colton Hood did for Tennessee, another corner. Different name being mentioned with the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, at 29. Popular pick, whether it be Avion Terrell, whether it be Mansoor Delane at 9, Jermaine McCoy at 9, and those rumors of conversation. But Colton Hood is a new name for the Chiefs.
He played behind Travis Hunter at Colorado. He was a corner.
And then he jumped to Tennessee.
Well, that's a pretty reasonable person to play behind.
He was really good last year at Tennessee in stepping up for Jermaine McCoy, who, of course, was hurt all
year. 4.4 speed?
Yeah, he's fast.
I'm convinced everyone's mailing these in. I have not seen a Chiefs mock draft in like 2 weeks that does not have them taking a corner at 29. Are there other available positions?
I mean, it's a
wide receiver, an edge, a safety, a linebacker, a tackle.
You're acting like that's crazy. I mean, of course it's in play in the first three picks. I mean, they traded away McDuffie and they lost Jalen Watson. They absolutely, they don't need to necessarily draft one at 9, but at 29, 9, or 40, I think I'd be surprised. I would be very surprised if they don't spin pick on a corner with one of those picks. So anytime there's certainly in a mock draft, if someone's going to mock a corner to them at any, I mean, it makes a ton of sense. Now, is it going to be Colton Hood? I have no idea, but yeah, a corner at 29 in particular, if they don't trade up, we had Nate Taylor on yesterday and suggested that
trade up twice.
You know, maybe they, if they trade up from 9, then they would also trade up at 29 potentially as well.
That makes no sense to me to just burn. Like, you finally actually get draft assets in a year in which you need to completely rebuild the roster, and then you just give all those assets up.
Yeah,
just move up in the first round twice. It doesn't make sense. Look, if they get it right, Drew, it won't matter. You're right. The your guy part of it. If you're right, but they've traded up plenty of times and been wrong. They've traded up plenty of times and been wrong. I would rather, and I do subscribe to the more picks is better than trading up. Occasionally trading up, I get it. You trade up, you get your Trent McDuffie. You do it here and there as a way of like assuring, not like he's your guy, as in he's the best player on the board by a mile. Not we like this guy. You know that? You just got to risk. There's got to be other players you like.
Do you want more of a profile on Colton Hood, quarterback from Tennessee that Pete Schrager has then potentially taking at number 29? Fluid hips, quick feet, and his back pedal allow him to mirror receivers through their breaks without losing a half step. Press man technique at the line is where he lives. Gets his hands on you early with a forceful two-hand jam. Ball production speaks for itself. 3 career interceptions, 14 pass breakups. 4-4 speed, legitimate recovery gear. Competitive fire burns hot in contested catch situations. Weaknesses that they list over at DraftBuzz. Tracking the ball, receivers downfield beyond the sticks is a clear developmental area. Only one full year as a starter across 3 college programs.
That's concerning.
His uncle played in the NFL for 8 years as a defensive back.
Do you buy in the, you know, it's in your blood?
I do if I'm recruiting you out of high school as a college player. I don't care if your dad played in the league. But if you're a high school kid and your dad played in the league or high-level college, then I actually think it matters.
Yeah. In the NFL end, it's like, I understand there are plenty of success stories of guys who's, you know, we just mentioned the Watts. That whole family played or whatever. But it's, I don't know, man. There's a point where it's like, yeah.
If it's the same position, I think it matters more.
Oh, interesting. You think it matters more if it's like...
Like Antoine Winfield Jr., really good player. Dad was a DB.
Or Sertan,
like,
same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, Pat Sertan. I think...
That's fair.
If it's same position, like Shador and Dion, there's no comparison
there's
between
no
the two. Yeah, there's no comparison. Two different positions, sides of the ball. Dion was fast. Shador's not particularly that fast, you know? Like all of the... If it's the same position, I think it matters more, I would say.
I just don't want him spending a first-round pick at corner. Don't forget, our draft coverage is on 96.5 The Fan. It's brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. From here, for wherever you are, that's the benefit of Blue. When you look at, when you look at where they are, it just goes back to the same theory. If I don't think I want every first-round pick to have a high probability of getting a second contract.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.